This is The Guardian.
I'm Noor Haidar, coming to you from Gadigal land, and this is the full story. As January 26 approaches, Wiradjuri woman Bridget Karma says it's the same old thing.
What we do find is a really intense period at the beginning of the year, every year, where we see, you know, really toxic debate to some degree and divisive headlines. Whether or not you are or you aren't going to celebrate means further division in this country. There's a binary, whether there's pride or shame involved.
She is the co-chair of the Uluru Youth Dialogue and says the silence from political leaders on First Nations policy in the years since the Voice referendum has been demoralising.
There's a complete silence on First Nations issues in general, and I think we saw that through the last election when neither candidate, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese or Peter Dutton, could give us, as Australians, what their plan was for First Nations affairs in this country.
But Bridget says those who want to see constitutional recognition are regrouping.
We've discussed this quite extensively post-referendum, and we'd love to see another referendum in 10 years or so. Absolutely within our lifetime, we want to see this become a reality.
Today, looking beyond the silence around First Nations policy. It's Wednesday, the 21st of January.